the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black here with BJ the Chicago Kid. How are you doing, man?
I'm great, man. I feel awesome.
Yeah, you just had a huge event here. We won't say. It's very secretive. You just had a huge event, though, and like, just the aftermath of it, there were people swarming you, everybody wanting to talk to you. What was that like? Like, you were just the man of the hour right now.
Honestly, I don't really care about being the man, but I love thanking people for coming out to support me. I never really care much about the spotlight. I feel like the music, of course, draws that to you without, you know, regardless of your thing, but I just really appreciate the people that appreciate me. Simple as that. I really appreciate it. It takes a lot.
I love that, man. That's a great attitude to have. We'll talk about all the awesome things you have happening in the present right now, but let's get some background. How and when did music come into your life?
Music came into my life at a very young age, at an age that I really can't even recall. I was so young. I recall being in church hearing some of the best music in the world, and my dad getting ready to go to work playing some of the best music in the world from his little boombox as he combed his hair and shaved his beard, you know what I mean? So, having the streets and, you know, the church side, I feel like that kind of created two incredible widespread walls that I could fill in myself, you know? And ever since that day and ever since those days, I feel like I've just always been a student of the music, you know what I mean? I always want to learn more. I always want to know who this is, what made you do that. If I could ask you, what were you thinking when you wrote the song, I'm going to ask you. You know, I want to know all of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You
know? Right on. Right now, you're having this big moment, and I feel like it's only going to get bigger, but I think what some people might not know is this has been a long time coming. You have been, you know, a solo, like a professional solo artist for a number of years. What's it been like, you know, having this long journey to get to this point now where, for a lot of people, they're probably thinking like, oh, BJ the Chicago Kid, he's a new artist, but that's not really true. Hmm. What's it been like getting to this point after such a kind of storied journey?
To get to this point, been through a lot. We still go through a lot daily. Everything, every offer that comes isn't the way that it should be. Some things you have to negotiate to get what's best for your situation or whatever the case may be. It's an everyday battle, and I'm honestly glad to have warriors that has fought this fight before me to be with me to help me learn how to fight the fight even more than what I know. Everybody from my management team to my label, all of them have had a few lifetimes in this industry long before myself and my career to help guide us the best way and help us navigate to the best direction. You know what I'm saying?
And in a lot of your past experience, and we're going to talk about the record and all the current stuff, and a lot of your past experience, you've been supporting, collaborating with a number of other artists where you're, you know, you're part of their vision. And like, what does it feel like now where it's your hour and you're stepping up and it's not about supporting somebody else's work, but it's about putting yours out on a large scale?
It's an incredible feeling, honestly. Man, for over 5, 6, 7 years, I've helped so many people with tours, albums, singles, whatever the case may be. I've kind of been in all of those predicaments to help someone else for so many years. And it feels amazing to just have this one time to be a payback, this album to be some type of payback to just everything that I've devoted to everyone else. I thank God to have that feeling. And it, hopefully the people feel that in the music. And if they do, I'm happy. I'll leave it at that, you know.
So the big thing that's happening right now, of course, is as we're speaking, your debut record, In My Mind, it's coming out in a couple days. Mm-hmm. How does that feel to finally have that coming out, and how long has this project been in the works?
The project has been in the works my whole life, but we put it together in 30 days, and it feels stupendous. As Biggie Smalls would say, it feels incredible. Some days it feels real, some days it don't, because I've never stopped working. Right. So some days it simply feels just like a work day, and some days it feels like the album is coming out.
It's just another day.
Yeah. So some days I really just try to remind myself of the magic that's happening right now to give that extra go, because I do that naturally in work. Man, my management can run just as long as me, and we all can run 3 days over the battery time. You know, so it puts all of us in an incredible position. But, you know, it's a dope thing to have the team I have around me and the time that we have now to all coincide to make this album, man. It's dope.
It's a really strong record. I mean, it's a very strong R&B record with a lot of melodic sensibilities. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you hope that listeners take away from this who are maybe finding out about you for the first time, since you've worked so hard to get to this point? Like, you know, what do you want people to take away from this?
Most of all, I want them to take away understanding who's singing these songs. like I said before, the artist, not just the song. The artist, the person that's singing the song. Where they're from, their background. It's a little bit more incredible when someone you doubt hit the shot. Yeah. And I'm the one that doubted hit the shot. You know, they doubted that I would even get on the court. They doubted I would make it in a building.
But, I mean, you know what I mean? Having done so much, having worked with so many other great artists, like having released projects of your own over the years, like what did you learn in that time where it wasn't your moment yet, but you were like, you know, being taught by other people or learning from the experiences of like, all right, well, not yet, but soon.
That transition is a very patient teaching time, if that's what I can say. You feel that you are making better music than everything you're hearing. You feel like you're better than who you're working with, all that kind of stuff. Yes, all of that happens. But are you willing to still go through it alone, knowing and hoping and wishing and having faith that your day is going to come? Are you still willing to get through that? And if so, then this album is for you. You know what I mean? I'm one of those guys that everybody counted me out, but they still called me to help them. You know what I mean? Or, you know, it's my time. And I feel like the passion that I have will oversee all of that.
I mean, it's amazing because I think other artists would have been so frustrated and would have quit long ago. You know, like, were there days where you're like, I can't keep doing this? Or did you always know that there was something bigger and better on the other side?
Oh, yeah. Even the days I said I quit. I think it was 2 days that I probably said I ever quit. And within 30 minutes, I was like, oh, I'm going to the studio.
That's got to be rewarding and frustrating at the same time.
Very much so. But what is the reward without those two feelings?
Yeah.
You have to be frustrated at some point. It happens. It comes with the territory of being great. And yeah. I accept it.
So you had a number of great collaborators on this record where now there's great talent coming out to support you. You have Kendrick. You have Chance. Like, a number of other people. What was it like calling in your own team for your own project now and working with these artists for this?
It feels incredible, man. These are people that the world, you know, pay hundreds of dollars to see at festivals, but I have friendships with these guys that I feel like will never be broken. And it feels incredible, man. It's a blessing to have these guys on my side, and I'm honored to have them a part of my project, and I can't wait for the world to hear what we're doing together to, you know, let us know if they love it or not.
So, you know, with all of your experience and all the things that you're going through now, what advice would you give for other artists, maybe younger artists, who maybe don't have that patience, who don't have that foresight to know that it's a long game, you know, who are like, well, if it doesn't blow up for me this week, I quit.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Stay focused on the magic, the things that make you forget the birthdays, things that make you forget to eat, the things that make you forget important things. That's what you need to be doing, because you're so consumed, you're going to figure it out, because the consistency is where you figuring it out comes. The consistency of not figuring it out becomes the consistency of figuring it out. Being out of the game, you'll never know what it's like. You got to put on the jersey. You got to get on the bench. You got to let the coach know you're ready. You got to show up to practice. You have to be involved. Without being involved, nothing comes out of that. And with no product, there's no meeting, there's no check, there's no tomorrow, and a bunch of bills.
Dude, I love it, man. That's so inspiring. That's so amazing. What else is coming up for you this year? The record's about to be out. It's called In My Mind. Mm-hmm. So now that this debut major label record's about to drop and people are about to really hear who you are, what does that open up for you? What's ahead of you in 2016?
Oh, man. A lot of traveling, a lot of singing, and touching the people, man. I just want to spread the word of what's going on right now. And I believe that'll be enough to make and trigger everything else, you know, that's going to happen that's already naturally for me. I just want to show up and show out. That's it.
Yeah. BJ, the Chicago Kid, man, this is the first time you and I have talked on the podcast or off the podcast. And I got to say, man, even though we only had, like, few minutes. I know you're a very busy man tonight, and in general, this was an incredibly enjoyable experience, man. It was so great to get to talk to you and get to know you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Appreciate you, man. Sweet. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.